The theory of sound as a memory toucher really rears itself during the holiday season. From Christmas songs,
have a holly jolly Christmas,
to the rustling of wrapping gifts, to special holiday programming, most of us have a sound that takes us back. As those sounds spark memories, sometimes we're taken aback by the contents of the mailbox. To many people, the red and green envelopes containing Christmas cards also have something they dread: the multiple copied Christmas letter. Fran Hill of Colombe touches on this on her On My Plate blog, seen on the website of South Dakota Magazine. Amy Varland reads the words of a woman who rolls her eyes at the often over-the-top holiday greetings.
It usually includes a photo greeting card of the entire group, with glossy hair and matching sweaters. The chatty letter tells of new cars, bigger houses, and elaborate vacations. Their children eat their vegetables, have never had a cavity. They get straight A's. Dad just got another promotion at work while maintaining his perfect golf game. Mom has broken through the corporate glass ceiling and still bakes cookie for every PTA event. And Goldie, the faithful Labrador Retriever, has never, ever pooped on the floor.
For the most part, Hill is onto these people, and when she gets their letters, she reads between the lines for the truth.
Are they wearing turtlenecks this year to cover up the neck tattoo that Johnny got during his drunken trip to Mexico? Is Dad's arm around Susie not just a sign of affection, but an attempt to hold her back from the biker dude that has been rumbling into the driveway at all hours of the day and night? Mom's credit cards are maxed out with ugly matching sweater purchases. And those cookies, tubes of dough, are her best friend.
There's one that brings a lot of the German goodies.
Oh!
The cookies. Along Vermilion's main business thoroughfare, Cherry Street, reactions are somewhat mixed from those who receive mass-produced Christmas letters. People spending the morning at Jill's Hair Company have definite opinions.
I prefer a short note. Because so many times if it's someone that you haven't seen for a long time, you have no idea who their family is and that they've grown up. And I just think that a personal note is a lot better than a lot of that other information.
I have one that just, they are sick a lot throughout the year, and that's pretty much what their whole Christmas letter is.
While just up the street at Cedar County Veterinary Service, one person looks forward to hearing from loved ones through their enclosures.
Honestly, I prefer to get a letter, a full-fledged letter, even if it is being sent to everyone. I really enjoy reading about what they've been up to, and I like to use that to kind of keep in touch.
When it comes to the Christmas letter, a bit of fact-checking is a good idea. It's a pretty safe bet that no one could rescue a kitten from a train track, lose a leg in the attempt, and later become a college football place kicker. A study of kinesiology and physics would back us on this. But more than a few people have made their families sound much more impressive than they are. Cynthia Ewer, who hosts the Organized Home website, has an idea of the reasons for such embellishment.
I think it's a competitiveness thing. Once the first one comes in the door, those who are apt to send this type of letter begin ratcheting up their expectations. And with every new arrival, it's even more pronounced. People that do this kind of have a little bit of shuttered vision.
Ewer says with the explosion of technology, holiday revelers have one more opportunity to outdo everyone else with their letters. She adds many of them don't know what they're doing.
You know, back in the day, you had to type the thing, and then you went over to the copy shop and you made some copies. And if you were extremely daring, you might stick a little photo on there for your photocopies. Well, now everybody's a desktop publisher. And unfortunately, many of us haven't gotten an education in good design. So you get that enormously complex, tiny type, wall-to-wall, no gutters, no white space, because people feel they have to fill the page.
On her blog, Ewer outlined several steps for writing the perfect holiday letter. As discussed earlier, it can be a real downer to start off with a gallbladder surgery or wonder where the time went. She says start with something positive. She also includes suggestions such as writing in your own voice, remembering your audience, and making it personal with a short handwritten note at the end. But what if the rest of the family has missed the memo, and the letters are full of bragging and perfectly performed feats that have astounded mere mortals for centuries? asked if it's okay to call out the writer on these, yours answer is pretty succinct.
Oh, good heavens, no. Oh, my. You know, a lot of times at the holidays, this type of an issue comes up. There's one value at the holidays that no matter what your background, we hope will come out in your interactions with others, and that's simply be kind. You know, consider the source, consider the stress behind the need to send, consider the events, and simply try and love them anyway.
Good luck with that, and have a good Christmas season. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellen Bolt.